Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights transformative role of MSME sector in country's economic growth, says government is working with vision of a self-reliant India. Maharashtra Food Civil Supplies Minister Dhananjay Munde resigns from his post. Bombay High Court stays special court FIR order against former SEBI chairperson Madhvi Puri Butch and other officials. India strongly rejects UNHRC chief Volker Turk's comments over Jammu and Kashmir and Manipur, calls them unfounded and baseless. US tariffs against China, Canada and Mexico come into effect today. And in cricket, India to take on Australia in the first semi-final in ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. Talking about the importance of MSMEs in the economy, Mr. Modi said MSMEs play a transformative role in the economic growth of a country. Mr. Modi was addressing a post-budget webinar on the MSME sector.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का एश्योरेंस एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है. मैं मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और एक्सपोर्ट से जुड़े प्रत्येक स्टेक होल्डर को ये विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि ये निरंतरता आने वाले वर्षों में ऐसी ही बनी रहेगी.
Highlighting the various measures taken to facilitate ease of doing business in the country, he said important steps have been taken to promote manufacturing and exports in the budget.
Manufacturing aur export ko lekar bhi budget mein mahatvapurna faisle kiye gaye hain. Saathiyo, aaj desh ek dashak se bhi zyada samay se sarkar ki neetiyon mein itni consistency dekh raha hai.
He urged the industry leaders not to be mere spectators, but to seek opportunities in the global supply chain. He said the focus must be laid on manufacturing innovative products that have global demand to push exports. He observed that the production-linked incentive scheme has led to an investment of over 1,50,000 crore rupees with the production of over 13 lakh crore rupees.
आज 14 सेक्टर्स को हमारी पीएलआई स्कीम का फायदा मिल रहा है. इस योजना के तहत 750 से ज्यादा यूनिट्स को मंजूरी दी गई है. इससे 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का इन्वेस्टमेंट आया है, 13 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का प्रोडक्शन हुआ है और 5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का एक्सपोर्ट हुआ है. ये दिखाता है अगर हमारे एंटरप्रेन्योर्स अगर उनको अवसर मिले तो वो हर नए क्षेत्रों में भी आगे बढ़ सकते हैं.
Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Protection Minister of Maharashtra Dhananjay Munde has tendered his resignation to Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. Talking to reporters at Vidhan Bhavan, Mr. Fadnavis informed that he has accepted Mr. Munde's resignation and has sent it to the Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan for further proceedings.
मंत्री श्री धनंजय मुंडे इन्होंने अपने पद का इस्तीफा मुझे सौंपा. मैंने ये इस्तीफा स्वीकृत किया है और अगली कार्रवाई के लिए मैंने ये इस्तीफा राज्यपाल जी के पास भेज दिया है.
The development comes after the alleged involvement of Mr. Munde's close aides in the murder of Santosh Deshmukh, the sarpanch of Masjog village in Bir district, became clear. The opposition parties and BJP MLA Suresh Das have been raising the demand for Mr. Munde's resignation. The Bombay High Court today granted a stay on the order of a special PMLA court directing the Maharashtra Anti-Corruption Bureau to file an FIR against former Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI chairperson Madhvi Puri Butch and other SEBI and Bombay Stock Exchange officials in connection with a listing fraud case. Single Judge Justice S.G. Dhige granted relief after Ms. Butch and two others approached the court challenging the order. The High Court prima facie observed that the special court's order was passed mechanically without going into the details or attributing any role to Butch and others. The court was hearing a plea against the special court's directive to the Anti-Corruption Bureau to register an FIR against Ms. Butch and five others over alleged irregularities in the 1994 listing of a company on the BSE. An FIR has been registered against Maharashtra Samajwadi Party chief and MLA Abu Azmi over his alleged remarks defending Mughal ruler Aurangzeb. His statement was sparked widespread controversy, drawing sharp criticism from political leaders across the spectrum. The controversy erupted after Azmi made the remarks while addressing reporters in Mumbai at the commencement of the Maharashtra Assembly session. Following his remarks, Shiv Sena MP Naresh Maske filed a complaint at Thane Wagle Estate Police Station, leading to an FIR being registered against Azmi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that unconventional threats like hybrid warfare, cyber and space-based obstacles are posing challenges to the security apparatus. He pointed out that security situations have become quite complex across the world due to the overlap between internal and external security. Speaking at the seminar on advanced technologies for internal security in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said regions and areas affected by insurgencies, left-wing extremism and terrorism have their own distinct issues. He stressed focusing on specific areas to come up with better solutions to the challenges.
रास्ती रक्षा सुरक्षा का विषय अपने आप में इतना बड़ा है, कई सारी एजेंसी अलग-अलग स्तरों में इस पर काम कर रही हैं और आज हमारे समक्ष आ रहे अलग-अलग थ्रेट्स को अनेक एजेंसी अपने स्तर पर एड्रेस भी करने का काम कर रही हैं, लेकिन अलग-अलग दायित्व होने के बावजूद भी उन सब का मोटो एक ही है और वह मोटो है देश की सुरक्षा. मैं बताना चाहूंगा कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में हमने हमेशा इस बात पर ध्यान दिया है कि संस्थाएं साइलोस में कार्य न करें बल्कि एक दूसरे के साथ कोलैबोरेटिव अप्रोच के साथ वह काम करें.
Union Minister of Panchayati Raj Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lalan Singh, has highlighted that nearly 1.4 million women across the country are associated with Panchayati Raj institutions. He made these remarks while addressing the inaugural event of Sashakt Panchayat Netri Abhiyan at the National Conference for Elected Women Representatives in New Delhi today.
महिलाओं में काम करने की अद्भुत क्षमता होती है. महिलाएं अपने परिवार को चलाती हैं. उनको शिक्षित करने की भी जिम्मेवारी महिलाओं के घर के महिलाओं की होती है और उसके साथ साथ 73वें संविधान संशोधन ने आपको देश की सेवा करने का भी अवसर दिया है, इसलिए आपकी जिम्मेवारी और ज्यादा है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The U.S. tariff on Chinese, Mexican and Canadian imports have come into effect today. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico and 20% tariffs against China, doubling the levy on China from last month. On the other hand, Canada has said it will retaliate with 25% tariffs on $150 billion worth of U.S. goods. China has announced 10 to 15% tariffs on U.S. agricultural imports and is also targeting U.S. firms with retaliatory actions, while Mexico has also vowed to retaliate. Mr. Trump said the import taxes will force Canada and Mexico to take more action to curb illegal drugs and migrants entering the country. Meanwhile, U.S. markets dropped and Asian markets turned jittery at the possibility of a trade war. U.S. President Donald Trump has suspended military aid to Ukraine. A White House official reportedly told media that President Trump has been clear that U.S. is focused on peace and needs its partners to be committed to that goal as well. According to reports, the official said U.S. is pausing and reviewing aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The move comes just days after a stunning public spat between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump and his deputy at the White House. The development is expected to escalate pressure on Ukraine to agree to peace negotiations with Russia. India strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Walker Turk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bagchi, called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying they did not reflect the reality on the ground. Bagchi emphasized that India is the world's largest democracy with a vibrant and diverse society. He criticized Turk's reference to Kashmir and Manipur and using Kashmir instead of Jammu and Kashmir.
The world's largest democracy continues to be a healthy, vibrant and pluralistic society. Unfounded and baseless comments in the update contrast jarringly with ground realities. Nothing illustrates this divergence more than the passing reference to Jammu and Kashmir, erroneously referred to as Kashmir, ironically in a year that stood out for that region's improving peace and inclusive progress, be it the large turnout provincial elections, the booming tourism or the rapid development pace.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas, including defence, security, trade, economy, health, education and people-to-people ties. During the visit to the UK, Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold discussions with Foreign Secretary David Lammy and meet with other key dignitaries to further deepen cooperation. Princess Astrid of Belgium, who is on a visit to India, will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. She is on a visit till the 8th of this month. Princess Astrid, along with Belgium Defence Minister Theo Franken, met Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday. They discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. In the ICC Champions Men's Cricket Trophy, Australia won the toss and elected the bat first in the first semi-final of the tournament at Dubai. We have more from our correspondent.
Both the cricketing powerhouses are now just one win away from reaching the final of this prestigious eight-nation tournament. Australia began their campaign impressively with a five-wicket victory over arch-rivals England. However, their momentum was disrupted when the remaining group stage matches were washed out due to rain. Speaking at a press conference ahead of the match, Indian captain Rohit Sharma acknowledged the challenge but expressed confidence in his team's preparations and familiarity with the conditions here in Dubai.
Great opposition to play against. All we had to do is what we've been thinking about last three games, and we have to approach that game in a similar fashion.
Australian captain Steve Smith has admitted that his team feels the absence of key fast bowlers like Pat Cummins, Mitchell Stark and Josh Hazlewood, but remains optimistic about their chances.
I think the rest of their spinners are a quality as well, so the game's probably won and lost how we play their spin, particularly in the middle overs, the way we get through there. Look, it's going to be a challenge.
In the ICC Champions Trophy, India hold a slight edge with a 2-over-1 lead with Australia in 4 encounters, with one match ending in no result. However, the broader picture favours Australia, who have won 84 of the 151 matches between these two teams, compared to India's 57 victories with 10 matches yielding no result. Weather conditions should play in favour of a full match today, with forecasts predicting sunny and clear skies over Dubai. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
India remains Sri Lanka's top tourist source, accounting for almost 80,000 tourist arrivals in the first 2 months of 2025. The data released by the Sri Lankan Tourism Development Authority revealed that 4,92,000 tourists were welcomed during the same period, which has been the second best after 2019. The domestic markets are experiencing a marginal downturn today, with the Sensex slipping 165 points to 73,209. Meanwhile, the Nifty has also dropped 66 points to 22,053 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights transformative role of MSME sector in country's economic growth, says government is working with vision of a self-reliant India. Maharashtra Food Civil Supplies Minister Dhananjay Munde resigns from his post. Bombay High Court stays special court FIR order against former SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and other officials. India strongly rejects UNHRC chief Volker Turk's comments over Jammu and Kashmir and Manipur, calls them unfounded and baseless. US tariffs against China, Canada and Mexico come into effect today. And in cricket, Australia win the toss and elect to bat in first semi-final in ICC Champions Trophy at Dubai this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.